Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Noel Williams. I think we've all watched him play and been really impressed for a rookie. He's picked things up quickly. Trent McDuffie the other day was very complimentary of Noel Williams, how smart he is. He's getting better. I think we all kind of would like to see him on the field a bit more. Some of it is also Jalen Watson's playing so well. But Noel Williams, I did not realize to this extent how dominant he's been. This is some numbers. Now, they come from PFF, but these are not grades. So this is why I'm okay bringing it up, because these are not PFF grades. These are just actual facts that PFF happens to have, okay? This is where Noel Williams ranks among corners. He is right at the top of the list in lockdown percentage. So this basically, you know, how well you prevent a receiver from getting open, right? Duh. Their criteria goes on to say it excludes plays where the defender intentionally gives up space to protect, like, the first down marker, okay? So, Noel Williams. Now, there's only 112 coverage snaps, so he's way lower than some of these other guys. Trent McDuffie's on this list, too. But 34 lockdown opportunities and 112 coverage snaps. 22 times he's locked down his receiver. That's 64.7. The only players, two of them, with a better lockdown corner percentage in football this year. Tariq Woolen, the talented corner, who's also a free agent, by the way, at the end of the year, for Seattle. And Sauce Gardner, who we just talked about, who's obviously viewed as one of the best. He has 73%. Now, Trent McDuffie's on this list as well. 286 coverage snaps, 95 lockdown opportunities, 56 lockdowns. That's 58.9%. That puts him still in the top eight in the NFL. I guess what I'm saying is no one's been better than we even thought. And I would like to see what happens, whether it's in the future, next year, which is going to have to happen, or even later this year, if he continues to get more opportunities, does he get exposed or does he keep doing this? Because he's got the third best lockdown percentage of any corner in football.
Shameless plug. You know, a lot of people give me crap about the draft and stuff. Noel Williams is one of our favorite. We even brought his head coach on, Kevin Wilcox from Cal, to talk about him, because there's a rhyme or reason why the Chiefs draft people. He did lead the nation in interceptions last year. The guy's a ball hawk. He played exceptionally well, and one of the knocks, can he tackle? Well, his coach came on and said, no, he's one of the best tacklers we have. We put him at the line. He can do everything that Spagnuolo wants in the system. Extremely physical corner. And you don't lead the country in interceptions by not knowing what you're doing. He even picked off Cam Ward last year when Miami played Cal. So the guy can do it.
Cam Ward looks really good.
The guy, he hadn't so far.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
But no, Williams has been fantastic. He had 14 picks back in college, but he is a lockdown guy. And it's a rhyme and reason why the Chiefs keep throwing darts at these corners, because this guy's going to be a star. In a couple of years, it's going to be, do you want to re-sign Noel Williams? That's going to be the big deal. Other teams are, like, we talk about Jalen Watson being wanted, the way we talked about Legarius Sneed being wanted. Noel Williams is going to be a guy. You think, okay, the Chiefs going to pony up and pay Noel Williams or is he hit free agency? Because that is a guy that will be coveted in the NFL.
But you listed off those names. I think they fit. This is where Trent McDuffie is different. So Legarius Sneed, really good corner. He's the type of corner you're fine with trading. Also the knee injury. But you have Charvarius Ward, as you brought up. Very nice corner. He is not Trent McDuffie. You know, this is why when people will talk this offseason about moving on from Trent McDuffie, The only way I'm interested in that is if I get two first round picks like I did for Sauce Gardner if I'm the Chiefs. I like the Colts got for Sauce Gardner. I'm just saying it's one thing. You're right about the track record of corners. The Chiefs have a good one. There's a difference in letting a guy like Snead or Ward or Watson walk and letting Trent McDuffie go someplace else. There's a difference there.
And there should be money. Last year, the Chiefs were expecting $270 million would be the salary cap. It was actually $279. And if you remember when those figures came out, they paid Smith, right? So as soon as these numbers came out, all of a sudden Carl Loftus got his deal a couple days later. So, yeah, the salary cap for the Chiefs, where's it going next year? Could it be $290? Could it be actually closer to $300? Yeah,
they're up against the cap. They got some issues there.
Well, the salary cap is going to go up. And it will. The salary cap went about $10 million more than what the Chiefs were expecting. That's why guys got their contract extensions. But, yeah, Trent is definitely going to be there. Jalen Watson may not be a guy. It may be ponying up for an extension for Rashee Rice. Don't need to do it now, but he is eligible because he has 3 years of playing in the NFL.
Yeah, it's more of an offseason conversation for sure. But I you're right, the cap will go up, but they're up against it. They got to redo some Mahomes situation. I think they got to do something with Chris Jones' number. Trent McDuffie is going to be a mega deal if they get it done. They've and they just also have a bunch of expiring contracts. So
they got Carl Loftus out of the way quick. That's helpful.
They did, and that contract I think will look fine as time goes on. I think it'll actually look pretty damn good as time goes on, but. That's something to worry about, I know, in a couple months, but it is, I think, tighter than it has been in a while when it comes to how they're going to have to handle the offseason. Whether you buy into, they're not in step back mode, right? This is a dynasty. This is, you got Patrick Mahomes, you got who knows how many more years with Andy Reid and all that. Like, you're not taking step backs, but there is a point in time where financially there are consequences to operating. This is also why I think they didn't trade for anybody at the deadline. Bank. They need these draft picks because you need guys with control. You know what I mean? Like you've got to have some guys on this roster that you have on rookie contracts. Otherwise, with the amount of money they've spread around on some other deals, or will have to spread around on deals, it's a problem.
And to their credit, the front office has been great. I mean, the draft has been great. I never forget Super Bowl 57, Chiefs beat the Eagles. At the parade, Veach holds up the Lombardi, mm-hmm. says, this is what a rebuild looks like. Because those seventh-round picks. I mean, right. A seventh-round running back starting. He had Nazi Johnson, seventh-round contributor.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll ever have a draft like that again.
But I'm saying is, he supplanted through the draft. Like, mm-hmm. they were up against the cap, but they were able to do it by not paying players money by getting these seventh-round picks that contributed. Grabbing a Trey Smith in the sixth round helped the Chiefs financially because those players are much better. And even this year, if you would say, getting a left tackle at the end of the first round in Josh Simmons helps the Kansas City Chiefs going forward because you're not paying top 10 money for a guy like Josh Simmons because the front office has been great. And I'll give Rick Burkholder, the trainer, a lot of credit because Trey Smith was a guy that everybody else passed on, but the Chiefs, that typically step back a little bit when it comes to injuries, they were willing to do it. And this year, Josh Simmons came in for a top 30 visit. They were willing to do it. Trust me, a lot of that came probably from Rick Burkholder giving the okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.